thank you so much for being here.
At the half or quarter manifested Govardhan Retreat Center. Next year, we are really determined to have the retreat here completely. And we plan on it being completely finished by then. And as Satchinandana Maharaj said, we wanted to be your retreat center because we had actually a very simple concept behind it, is that Giriraj is so nice. Giriraj Govardhan is so nice, and the dust of Vrindavan is so wonderful. Let me just point it a little too much in my ear, a little away. Yeah, something. Thank you. And we've experienced at the Govardhan retreats and the Harinam retreat, what you experience is that there's a special mercy that comes by hearing and chanting about Krishna in Vrindavan, by glorifying Krishna in Vrindavan. Giriraj gives so much mercy. So the nourishment that is available, that which every soul is really looking for, the nourishment of the soul, is really available when we hear and chant, especially in a holy dham. Because then the dham itself is pleased. Giriraj becomes pleased. Here we're speaking about where we are. Giriraj becomes pleased when we glorify Krishna. And he just showers so much mercy. And that mercy is the nourishment of the heart, what we're longing for. So we have a dream. There are quite a few devotees, some of them sitting here, that have participated in this dream. Satchinandana Maharaj and myself and Yamunacharya, who's sitting over here, and Sri Radharaman and Jagatrini Mataji and also Prashanta. We had a dream, and other devotees as well, a dream to provide a facility that is peaceful, that is sane, that is clean, that is not overly crowded, where people have come to sort of retreat from material existence and get some mercy, get the mercy of the dust of Vrindavan and Giriraj Govardhan and Srila Prabhupada. So this, in one sense, it's the realization that I had that the way that we're offering this retreat center to Prabhupada is to offer it to his followers. And we hope to please Srila Prabhupada by offering this retreat center for the spiritual nourishment of his followers. That is our dream. The walls around it will be quite big. But Giriraj is right there. You can't see him from right here because of the big walls, but from everywhere else you can see Giriraj. And he's so, what can one say, welcoming. This is the word that really strikes me about Giriraj. He's so welcoming. The Brijbasis come to Giriraj. People from all over the country, now all over the world, come to Giriraj. And they're doing the parikramas. And it's not that everyone is just simply doing their dandavat parikrama, moving rock after rock with a desire for eternal service to Radha and Krishna. It's not like that. Everyone is coming with their own desires. And in Vrindavan, they call Giriraj Baba. And what they say in the villages in Vrindavan, if you have a problem, you take it to Baba. So people come, you see, and they're so happy. And this is the mood around Govardhan. It's very, very, very happy. And Giriraj just welcomes everyone, regardless of who you are, and even whatever desire you have. And it may be mixed, it may not be mixed. But he's welcoming everyone, and he wants to nourish the heart of everyone. So we like Giriraj Govardhan, and we really want to, as I said, to make a facility so everyone can develop their Krishna consciousness. The word that comes to my mind always is nourish their Krishna consciousness. Nourish their Krishna consciousness by hearing and chanting in the presence and in the association of Giriraj Govardhan. That is our dream. And we found so many times that the first story that comes to my mind is that when we got the land for here, which is so amazing, and it seems to be a little isolated, and it, you know, in one sense you want to be right next to the Parikrama Marg, right next to Giriraj Govardhan, but it's so noisy there actually. And for our purposes of deepening our Krishna consciousness, deepening our, examining our own consciousness and seeing what we actually, what do you actually want in your life? That type of examination, who has time to do that? What do I really want in my life? You know, I'm a devotee, I've been chanting for so long, but what do I really want? Where is it, where, to increase the desires of the heart, we want that kind of facility that has a mixture of quietness and Krishna Katha. So we've got the land here sort of slowly. We got one piece for, I think it was per biga. A biga is what, a half an acre? Does anyone know their Indian measurement systems here? But the problem is it's starting to feedback. Do you know what, you raised your hand, so you must know what a biga is. No. Okay. So we got our first biga of land, and when we first got it quite a few years ago, it was 8 lakhs a biga. And then as soon as ISKCON bought its land here, then as you might have guessed, the land prices started going up. But when we finally got this full piece, and it extends even past the boundary wall on this side and past the boundary wall on that side, we had over 5.5 bigas of land, 5.5 acres of land, which is it's actually beyond these boundary walls over here. This isn't quite our boundary wall, but all the rest, it's a very substantial piece. And this land, the value of this land, a little setback, not monetarily even, a little setback from Giriraj. When Giriraj Govardhan is becoming so popular, it reminds me so much of what Krishna Balaram Mandir was like when we first visited in 1974. It was so far from the town that no one thought that, they said to Prabhupada, will anyone even come? It's so far away. And now, between the horns and the crowds, you can't even find your you can't even enter the temple room sometimes. What to speak of, will anyone come? So this land, within I don't know how many years, but it's going to be, because as the saying goes, they're not making any more land here. They're not creating any more land. So to have this land is such a gift of Giriraj Govardhan. It's such a gift. It's almost, because again, it's 5.5 acres, this much land. It's such a gift of Giriraj Govardhan. You have to struggle to get these kind of gifts. And so many devotees underwent so many struggles. So then when we finally had this big piece of land, me being who I am, I thought, oh no, now we're actually going to have to do something here. And I just thought of the idea of what has to be done, you know, the fundraising. And I have to say the last thing I want to, not the last thing I want to be, but one of the last things I want to be is a fundraiser. It's not exactly my nature, or you could say it's a part of my nature, but like every good ISKCON devotee, but it's not the kind that at this stage of my life or my nature that I really want to develop. I want to be a teacher. That's what I am by nature. So I just thought, now we have to do something. And I actually honestly went, oh no, I don't have any capacity to do something here. I don't have any capacity, and I tell you, it's 100% the truth. So what to do? You're right by Baba, and you have to do something that you have no capacity to do. So I prayed to Baba. Kiraj, please, could you build this retreat center? And I'm not exactly the praying type, but when enough pressure is on, what to do? So then within 10 minutes, one devotee, Raghava Pandit Prabhu, who's very expert in building, he's built something, his disciple of His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj, we were together, he said, without me saying anything, don't worry, I'll build this. And then he brought Vrindavan Vinod Prabhu, who's really practically, he's dealing with everything and everyone. And I wish we had a 1 year projection over here so we could show you what it's going to look like. But I could tell you a few of what the buildings are like over here. This VIG, Govardhan Retreat Center, this is the reception building, and it's going to have a mirror image on this side too. And in this building, everyone's going to be received, and in it there'll be places to sit and chant japa also, and some smaller seminar halls holding 75 people on top on the second level. And there'll also be these amazing dioramas of Krishna holding Govardhan Hill from Jagatrini Mataji's. I don't know if you've been to Gopinath Dham recently, but they're incredible. The miniature dioramas of the whole Govardhan Leela. That is so captivating, so captivating. So we're going to have that. And then 1 year at the end of one of our retreats many years ago, Mahabhagavata. Where is Mahabhagavata? There he is. He's pointing in the other direction. He somehow or another, in a way only known to him, that we don't even ask him how he did it, but he got this huge, not huge like that, but piece of the tree that Krishna danced upon, that from the Kaliya Kadamba tree. He got this big piece of this, and at the end of one of the retreats, he presented it to Satchinanda Maharaj or myself as a gift. And we thought, very nice, what are we going to do with this? with this? And then we had the understanding we should have it carved into Krishna dancing upon Kaliya. And we have this wonderful, incredibly, incredible, beautiful, beautiful wood carving of Krishna dancing upon Kaliya. And we knew it was going to be in the Govardhan Retreat Center. But what does that have to do with Kiriraj Govardhan exactly? And we have these dioramas of Govardhan Leela where everyone is, it's so amazing actually, where everyone is staring at Krishna, thousands, and the dioramas are all miniature, all the cows, all the Brijbasis, and everyone, the cowherd boys, the cowherd girls, Nanda Maharaj, everyone is just staring at Krishna. But we're thinking, what does Krishna Kaliya Leela have to do with this? And then we understood these two pastimes are so special because during these particular two pastimes, and also Mahabhagwa Prabhu arranged the carving of this wonderful, amazing. Do you also think it's amazing how beautiful it is? He's so agreeable, too. This is one of Mahabhagavata Prabhu's special characteristics. But then we realize that in these two leelas, everyone is simply focused on Krishna. In these two leelas specifically, everyone in Braja is just simply, their consciousness is simply focused on Krishna. And that is our dream for the Govardhan Retreat Center. This is a place where you can come and hear and chant and be internal and reflective and just focus your mind, your consciousness, your heart on Krishna very deeply, very prayerfully. And how to say it? when we join the Hare Krishna movement, we sort of have a hope and a dream of making deep, quick spiritual advancement. So we hope that this will help fulfill everyone's deepest dreams about developing the depth of their devotion to Krishna and fulfill the hope for which they joined and nourish that hope. So this building is the reception building. This building right over here is the kitchen. We'll have in the retreat center, there's going to be three different types of cooking facilities, but not in the rooms, because fire hazard, and also I'm cooking one thing, another person's cooking another thing, and it'll drive everyone crazy with the different fragrances and aromas and everything like that. So we'll have a big kitchen over here with good facilities, and that kitchen will be for cooking for big retreats, like this type of a retreat, our VIG, Govardhan retreat and Harinam retreat. Then above this, with an incredible view, there'll be like a cafeteria where someone just, who, if you're here individually, you can purchase some sustenance, some good tasting and nourishing food. And then we'll have a third kind of facility in the back, which is a very old-fashioned way of doing things. We'll have one building that has like six or seven kitchens in it. And you can just rent a kitchen if you want to cook for yourself or something like that. So this is the kitchen. The next building is staff quarters, which is, there's some dormitories there too on the ground floor. And this building will be two floors, this one, two floors. And perhaps we'll even have a roof restaurant on the top floor here, perhaps monkey proof. And then this one will be a three stories for residences and for the staff. And one sample floor has been laid in there. And you can just get a vision of what it's going to look like. And we've designed all the rooms to have very, very big windows. And you can imagine why. Because Giriraj is just here. And the land of Braja is here. And so that also is a lot of cross ventilation will be there. So all the rooms have this. And when we look a little bit later, you can see that. And then, so that's the third building over here. And then the biggest building over here is, we call it the L-shaped building. This is residential quarters. The third floor is going up now. And it will have three floors because we don't go higher than Giriraj is. And there's 13 times 3, how many? Rooms there of a nice size, and each one will have modern bathroom and also another room for puja or room storage and things like that. And we're trying to design things that are of a high caliber so that we can all be comfortable. And also it won't take we're trying to plan things so there won't be a lot of maintenance, because maintenance is the really difficult thing. So we want to build things in that way. And then over here, which it's not finalized, the design, but there are very qualified people. And also, with Krishna has sent such qualified people to help with the construction. We have a very experienced contracted construction team, but watching the construction from our side, making sure it's not of a terrible quality like so many buildings, local buildings are. We have people with such experience, it's amazing. We have Yamunacharya Prabhu, who's somewhere behind over here, you can hold your ears when I say this, but he's the most prominent geotechnical engineer in Christchurch, New Zealand, with so many years of experience. And we have Madan Murari, who checks all the concrete, all the structure, who has 30 years of experience, also in the West and also in India with very big construction firms. And also Radhakinkara Prabhu, who at one time was managing, he's now retired, but he was managing the entire public works department of Delhi. And this is no exaggeration. He had 100,000 people working under him. And he's out here, and he's, all these devotees are putting all their experience, their knowledge, to making sure the construction is of the highest quality, and it's being done in that way. And Krishna sent other people, who are, some of them are hiding in the background over here, people who are who know tiles and stone, like we know the palm of our hand, and this is what they do for a living, and their hearts have been put into this. So this is Giriraj doing it, and I can really see that this is what we really want to do. We want to strongly desire to do some service, and then by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we see that they do it, that the Supreme Lord Krishna does it, and we're amazed by this. We have to do our share of the struggling, but it's Krishna who's doing it, Giriraj specifically in this case. So, and then over here there's a big, well, the plan is that's the Kirtan hall and the Krishna Katha hall. And in the beginning, when you build a project like this, you need a brief before you hand it to the architect. So you have to get your desires clear. So I remember we asked Satyananda Maharaj, how many people would you like to attend the Govardhan retreats? And he immediately said, 500. So the Kirtan hall, the auditorium, even though, how many do we have this year? Here? 200?
No,
280. 280. So, yes, 500. So it's going to house 500, but also we want to have it expandable. And we have all these different ideas that our architects and we have are going to have to put together and work out something practical. But we want it expandable to 1,000. And also, not only that, we want to be able to keep a constant temperature inside, regardless of how cold or hot it is. And we don't want to use air conditioning. So we found out about this very natural system that uses turbine cooling, that puts the air, just a turbine, not expensive air conditioning, puts the air into the ground and then recirculates it above, that keeps a constant temperature. So we'd like to have that. We'd like to have it expandable. And not only that, we want to have the feeling in it that when you're inside, you're in Braj. You feel like you're when we used to have the kirtans in Krishna Kund and Gaubhavan, you felt like you were outside in Vrindavan while you were inside. So we want to have all these ideas put together. We give it to the architect and see how much of they can. The architectural committee, so to speak, and they're going to put it together. So within a few weeks, we're going to have that, the concept really together for that. And then we have some teachers' quarters, and this is something that is really dear to me, not because I'm one of the teachers, but because I see so many of my sannyasi godbrothers who, if we could provide for them a nice facility where they could just hear and chant peacefully, and then I think that Srila Prabhupada, because they're carrying so much responsibility, and it wears on them. And everyone's getting older now, or some of us, we don't say we're getting older, we've hit it, we're already older, we're old. So we would like to provide a facility that, my idea right now, but we'll have to adjust to see the practicality. It has three floors. One, two, three, maybe even. It has to have a basement. Bhajan Kuti. Where you can just be under there and just chant Hare Krishna. A little shelf where you put your pictures, your deities, and you can, and be away from all the vibrations of the mobile phones, etc. And then a first floor, and then another floor, And in that place where we want this, there's such a view of Giriraj, and I want that floor to be windows, basically. This is, I'm allowing myself to dream a little bit. And then on top of that, a roof, which is monkey-proof, where you can go outside and be up there if you'd like it. So right now the plan is, but this isn't finalized because it has to be practical too. There'll be four of those. And then there's a section of the retreat center over there, which is different from this square, which is the most recently acquired land, that it's like a kutis, just cottages with a cave underneath. And if you want to go and just chant Hare Krishna, you go there and chant Hare Krishna. No mobile phones. No people wandering around. Just privacy and the holy names. This is, you want to be alone with Krishna. It's a good dream.
Yeah.
So we planned for six hellos. I think we have one design for Prashanta also there, maybe. And that's all. And that's all. So it'll be green, it'll be beautiful, and His Holiness Indradu Maharaj has also reserved his bhajan kutia there.
He also gave guidelines how to make it.
Okay. Designer bhajan kutias. Yes. Oh, I see. Everyone will take. Is it ready? Is the prasadam here? Okay. Yes. So it's time to anaprasadam. I'll just say another few things. That we wanted to have a tour, you know, take people around. But then it was pointed out by very intelligent souls that that's not at all practical because it's a construction site. And you know, it's a bit dangerous and there's things on the ground. But after small groups of devotees, it's just been leveled so the ground is very soft. So you could roll in the dust, that's true, but it'll take you a while to get from place to place in that way. So it's uneven. So if after the, after prasadam, if some devotees, want to go in small groups, then we have a few devotees who can take them, but it's better to go and see what the rooms look like or get a rough idea of what the rooms look like. There's, you know, nothing is completed. We have to take 10 minutes or? Okay. So let us know exactly when. So after, we have to know how long it will take before prasadam. So after for the devotees who want to take a closer look at everything, we'll have some three or four smaller groups. We could take a small number of devotees up and see everything. The actual view of Giriraj from the roofs is wonderful, but it's not for everyone to go up there. But if you're strong, young, and adventurous, and it's small groups, we can take you up there. And yeah, well, you're going to be taking them, so you can tell them. This is Vrindavan Vinod Prabhu, who's the managing executive chief officer of everything.
Everything.
With all of you, I got a designation also. Humble servant.
It's amazing what he's doing. And dealing with all the local people and all the local issues. So, not easy. So, how are we doing with the prasadam?
It's ready, we need volunteers to help.
Okay, it's here too.
Okay.
Okay. So after, if anyone would like to take you can look around and you can get a general idea what everything is. And then after, if you wish to get a more of a guided tour, let Vrindavan Vinod know, and either he or Yamunacharya will take you upward and onward and explain everything to you. Okay, thank you so much, and next year. next year here at the Govardhan Retreat, under the shelter of Giriraj Govardhan. No, I didn't say that. No, but you can. I can't do it. I just can't do it. But he's not shy like me.
Yeah, the point came to just donate something, you know that it's up to you. We are not asking in a way of like something, you donate the bricks or you donate something. Whatever you feel, like, you know, if Shashinandan Maharaj said, choose your room. So please choose your room and make it. I can help you to make it, how to make it. If you are not here, I can be here, stand here, and I can make it. You give me things to make it, I will make it. So that's your room. Simple thing is. Otherwise, being here on the projects, it's not so, sometimes it's quite high also, because, you know, especially summer season, it's, we targeted 6 months, we just finish it. The reason is, the October to March, the season is very good. It's like working season. We can work day or night or even. But as the summer approach, like from April, the temperature goes really high. And I saw practically over here how difficult it was to stand, because the labors, they just disappear. You don't find them anywhere. We don't know which, like, under which cave they are in Govardhan somewhere. I couldn't find them. The work was very slow. We were pushing it very hard. Like, I hope there are so many who were last year also. Is there? Like, those who visited last year? There were so many, I think so. They saw there was almost like, you know, that side was nothing. And in the 6 months, and there was a just hole only, which was like, you know, one of the Prabhu who was with us, he was saying, like, how you see it? When I see it, it looks like graveyard. Because for 1 year it was like that. And within 6 months we just filled it. And can you believe we were having a very long basement, like, you know, more than 30, like 12 or 13 dormitories we have there. And we built that basement in hardly in 1.5 or 2 months. And that was like very, like, you know, day-night working. That's just because the days were good. So the summer was really high, and 45 degree, I think, some of you can expect how it will be, you know, even the stone melts. So we want to finish it 6 months, so if you please can help us now, so we can finish it. And for anything personal, if you want to come, we can definitely, as Burjanpu said, that we can show you. I would like to show you the room. I would like to show you the view from the top roof. Like, you know, even we are making another floor, because right now what you're seeing is the ground and the one. We are making the another floor. There were some issues there from the government side, which has been solved. And now we are starting. So 1 month we will finish that also. And so we will have a, like, more high we will go, building wise. And, well, you will come here, spiritually you yourself can make your high. That's all up to you. We are just making a facility. That's only the idea here. Burjanpu is very clear with this idea that the project here is to just give. But give what? Like, you know, not only the rooms, not only the place to stay, but a lot of katha, a lot of chances to advance in devotional services, and a lot of association also, I think we will get of them. Well, if this project will be completed. Are you done?
You ready? Okay.
Mother Mat Prashanta will speak now. And I hope something she will say for retreat center also.
Hare Krishna. Yes, so please, if you have the means, contribute towards the retreat center. You know, the outer structure is one thing, but to do the interiors is very costly, and it takes a lot of time. And here in India, it takes a lot of supervision, because the workers have a tendency to not do exactly what's supposed to be done. So if you have even time you can give here, come and supervise something. If you have the means, then please donate towards the retreat center. We want it to be finished very, very soon, so that next year we are done with the nightmare of the bathrooms in Balkrishna Bhavan and everywhere else. So, you are most welcome. Please contact Vrindavan Vinod Prabhu if you are interested in helping in any way. But I think we will end this presentation here. You are free after prasanam to roam around the area here, but as you heard, don't fall into a ditch. So be careful as you walk around. And don't climb, don't go inside the buildings. Just look from outside. Now,